Hello, and welcome to the Tech CEO Essentials podcast. We're focused on the top areas that tech CEOs need to know. I'm your host, Tom Cooper, and this podcast is sponsored by my company, Bright Hill Group, where we believe that because people matter, we must lead them well. Today's topic is marketing systems. What are the essentials that a tech CEO needs to know to use marketing systems to grow the company? Today, I have the privilege of interviewing Craig Strent from Apex Home Loans. Craig has been originating mortgages since 1994 and co-founded Apex Home Loans in 1998. He received a BSBA from the American University's Kogod School of Business Administration. For the past 10 years, Craig has been recognized by industry publications as one of the top 200 loan originators in America. As a result of his expertise across multiple disciplines, Craig is often turned to by both the local and national media for commentary on the mortgage and housing markets. He has appeared numerous times on CNBC as well as on the NBC Nightly News, News Channel 8, and Fox Morning News. In the past, Craig's articles have appeared in several publications, including a feature opinion piece in the Washington Business Journal on home buying. Craig, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Now, as you know, I have admired the systemic way that you approach marketing your services. And while you're not a tech CEO, I know that your expertise when it comes to marketing will be a huge help to the listeners. So as we get started, what are your thoughts on why it's important to have a repeatable process, even a system for marketing?
Well, certainly repeatable processes are really important because if they're not repeatable, then you're going to be the one that has to do them yourself every single time. So in terms of growing the company and certain being consistent in our message, it's important to have processes in place that allow us to kind of automatically have things happen regardless of how busy we are, and more importantly, to be able to have those things happen whether we do them ourselves, whether someone else does them, or whether they happen on an automated basis.
So what kind of systems would you recommend to put in place to make sure that marketing doesn't get put on the back burner?
Well, I think, the idea of set it and forget it, which is not a new term to most people, is really of paramount importance because I'll speak to the mortgage business. We do get very busy, get into the trenches sometimes, and it's very easy, especially on time-sensitive transactions like we deal with, it's very easy to put marketing on the back burner. So the idea of setting a system up, ideally at some point in the year, typically we do it towards the beginning of the year, and putting systems in place where marketing is going to happen regardless of how busy or not busy we are, and that there's going to be a consistent message across multiple deliveries, whether it's by email or in the mail or however we're going to do it, or by voice, but that it's going to happen on a regular basis, that we don't have to stop and say, okay, now we have to market, because what can often happen is you can get very busy reacting in the course of your day, and when that happens, you're not proactive in your marketing, and marketing gets put on the back burner at the end of the day, and you're tired, and you don't do it. So the idea of eating that frog, which is to do the marketing up front, is really important, and so we put systems in place so that marketing happens automatically, and we revisit it at regular intervals to update it, improve on it, change what we're sending, change the message if we have to, but that's all done systematically.
So now when you say systematically, you're not talking about buying a single solution from a marketing provider. You actually have a combination of things that you guys do to be able to stay in touch with your customers, right?
We do. We don't believe that we necessarily have to reinvent the wheel every time in terms of the marketing. We do have content that we create on our own as well as content that we subscribe to. So it's really a combination of different content that we kind of drip into our campaigns and send out to our clients and our business partners, depending on the time of year, depending on what's going on in the market, depending on what kind of product we might be emphasizing at that time. It really depends on some external factors. But we have a number of different sources for content as well as the ability to create it internally that we use. And the messaging is not always, all business. Very, very often it'll just be soft personal messages, just to let people know that we're here, we're keeping in touch with them, we're aware of what's going on, we're watching out for them and their mortgage, and by the way, happy birthday. So it really is just a series of a lot of different messages that we send.
So it sounds like you're really talking about, even I think the biggest value really here is to say, do you have a process and are you following that process on a consistent basis?
I think process comes down to, everything comes down to process for our industry. On the mortgage side, it's there's a lot of technology that's involved. There's a lot of steps in the process. There's a lot of attention to detail that's required. And there's certainly a lot of minutiae that's in there. So it's really important that you know, not one step of the process is missed on our end. You cannot proceed forward to the next item without clearing the last one. And if you miss one thing, you're going to have a problem when it comes time for closing. So for the process on the mortgage side, we do have very specific processes, requirements, and guidelines that we follow. On the marketing side, while we do have systems in place and we do like to do the set it and forget it stuff, we're a little bit more fluid there because we have to sometimes react to the changing environment, whether rates are going up or down, or the market for buying our homes is hot or cold. So we will have to adjust the message from time to time. The key is that we have the delivery systems in place and that we're looking at the messaging in regular intervals.
And so how does that tie into helping past customers to return and buy more?
Well, in terms of retention, we do something that's somewhat unique for mortgage companies in that we manage the mortgage of the customer for the life of the loan. So using our software and our tracking and our marketing systems, we will automatically send a quarterly report to the homeowner that shows them what their current loan looks like now, what it would look like if they refinance and what they would save or not save, what the benefit of applying some extra money towards the principal may or may not be, and so on. And we will send this to them quarterly, and 90% of the time, it's just simply going to show them that it's not time to do anything. So people really appreciate getting that and not having to worry about what they're hearing on the news, seeing in the media, are rates high, are rates low, what should I be doing? They know that this is coming from us. And that could not work without systems. That requires significant databasing. It requires monthly uploads out of our software into our marketing software, from the mortgage software to the marketing software. It requires tracking of current interest rates against our customers' rates. And then, obviously, there's some manual labor involved in terms of printing, mailing, reviewing, things of that nature. But if we wanted to do one of those things on our own, just, hey, I should check on this person's mortgage, we'd have to stop, go into the system, figure it out, generate a letter, all of that. That would probably take half an hour. In that same half an hour, based on the systems we've set up, we can print 500 letters and send those out rather than having to individually review somebody's loan. So it allows us to, on the retention side, allows us to really keep our retention rates way up simply by providing an additional value to the customer that they're really not getting somewhere else when their mortgage is completed.
Well, so you really are covering a lot of ground there. I mean, one of the things that I hear you saying is you understand the cycle, the buy cycle for your customer, and the drivers that really make them want to say it's time for me to do something, and then you're trying to trigger on the things that they care about, not the things that you care about.
That's right. I mean, we know that, you know, the large majority of mortgages are going to turn over every 5 to 7 years. That's what we've seen in our business historically. So whether that's the general market or not, that's what we have seen. So we capitalize on that and we act on it by making sure that after the person, the homeowner, gets that first mortgage from us, they're going to have such a good experience with us that they're going to be compelled to come back to us, that they're going to think that getting a mortgage anywhere else is such a pain that they're not going to even bother doing that. They're just going to circle back to us. They're going to know that we have great service and we have competitive rates, and they're going to come back. And what makes that easier is the constant quarterly reports, tracking their mortgage for them, which they come to love. It's the birthday card we send them. It's the holiday messages that we send them throughout the course of the year. It's the annual review we do with them when we offer them from time to time a free credit report or take a look at their home value for them and walk them through some things. So it's all of these things that kind of allow us to a certain extent, annuitize the database, which is difficult to do on the mortgage side because there's no real recurring revenue from a mortgage. But we try to take that financial advisor model and apply it to the mortgage business by basically managing the mortgage even though there's no ongoing fee income from doing so.
Right. So, you know, it's really almost the idea of if you were talking about a technology space where you're selling a software license once and then you've got some ongoing maintenance, but really the majority of the revenue is in that software license. You're talking about working the database of people who've already bought from you so that you stay in touch with them, focus on their needs and their drivers for change in their organizations so that they would want to come back and say, you're the people we want to deal with next.
Absolutely. I mean, we know that mortgages are a life cycle event. They happen at, you know, they happen at marriage. They happen at birth of a child. They happen, unfortunately, at divorce. Unfortunately, they happen at death oftentimes as well. Mm-hmm. And we want to stay in touch throughout life cycle events. We know that if that first-time home buyer selects to go with us, you know, when they buy that first home in their 20s or 30s, we know they may refinance it, they may sell it, they may move up. They may expand their family. They may buy another house. They may refinance that house. They may put an addition on that house. They may not move again. They may downsize at some point in the future, sell their house and buy a smaller place, relocate. Not to mention, of course, all the friends, family, colleagues they have. And obviously, you know, it's no secret that it's a lot less expensive to keep an existing client than to find a new one. So nothing we're doing here is rocket science. We are acting on things that we know to be true in our industry and executing on those things. And really, the differentiator is that most companies do not execute in that manner. They're aware of those things, but they don't execute them. They don't keep clean databases. They don't have drip marketing campaigns that they consistently execute. So these are the differentiators that have made us successful.
So what do you think it is about your overall organizational management plan that you've been able to execute where others struggle with that?
I think it's making sure that we really have a focus on this stuff. We have different partners that own the company, and we all have divided responsibilities. And the fact that, you know, my responsibility is primarily this piece of things, the marketing, business development, PR, things of that nature. So my focus is on this. If you have an owner of a business who's an operational person, who's always getting pulled into the trenches, putting out fires, solving problems, feels like every client problem has to be solved by them, the client always wants to talk to them. If you have those mentalities, that's kind of a failure of training. It's somebody who's not really delegating as much as they should be. They haven't put repeatable processes in place. They're not using scripts across their company. They're not empowering other people to handle things. And as a result, they find themselves constantly reacting, and they always say and they know they should be doing this stuff, but they don't do it. And the reason is that they don't have the time to do it. So, you know, we've set up the company where we have people specifically devoted to this function that are in charge of that. And through training and, as I said, repeatable processes and other systems, we try to avoid those people getting pulled into the operational piece of the business.
Well, now, one thing that I will point out, though, is because I know a little bit about your business in particular, you're a producer. You're actually still producing every day. You're not administrative in your function.
That's an important point. I am a producer, but what I do on my own production is vastly different than what most producers do on their own production. I have a team that works with me that is just absolutely excellent in terms of working on the loans. And over time, I've trained them to do things as I would want them done. I've shown them how I do it. I've had them watch me do it. And then I've watched them do it. So through that three-step process, I've gotten comfortable that they can talk to a client as good as I can in most cases. They can do the proposals the way that I would want them done. They can follow up adequately. They can manage the transaction throughout the process. So while I'm very much responsible for making the phone ring and bringing in the accounts and bringing in the business and generating the loans, where I hand it off, where I make a high trust transfer, is at the moment of yes, I'm often then bringing in somebody who, you know, if you think about personality testing, I might be a high D in a DISC profile, and this person might be a high S. And so they're more of the caretaker and very much all over the details of the loan, and they take it and run from there. And by setting things up that way, I allow myself the time to focus on the marketing and the business development and bringing in those next loans.
That's fantastic. I mean, I think you've just covered a huge amount of ground. We could do an entire three-day workshop on just the last 4 minutes that you covered, because there's so much rich stuff there about how to run your business efficiently by building and training your team. So that's really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me talk to you for a minute about content and events, about education-based marketing. What are mm-hmm. your thoughts about how that adds value to the business?
Well, we've launched a new program this year, which is kind of book events. And one of the things we've done is bring in a series of speakers and authors to educate clients. And we've done this in a couple ways, but we focus this not so much on the homeowners themselves that we're going to serve, but on those individuals that are centers of influence among those homeowners. For example, we had our fifth we had our fifth annual spring housing briefing. And at this event, we bring in an expert from the George Mason Center for Regional Analysis to speak about what's going on in the market in Greater Washington. And we host that event with the local real estate community. So we had over 125 realtors in the room listening to our speaker talk about this. So that is an education-based event. Attendees got a copy of the presentation. They can use it in their seller and buyer presentations. And they learned a lot about what's going on in the mortgage market and in the housing market. So that was an example of an event that we've done 5 years in a row now for educating the marketplace and positioning ourselves as experts and bringing this information to them. Coming up, we have an event where we're bringing in a speaker who wrote a book named The Richer Sex, which is all about women in the workplace taking over and controlling the purse strings at home as well. And our audience for this is financial advisors and people in the family law community who come across this quite a bit, as well as some of the business women that we've dealt with on their home loans and as well as in our networking. So we're bringing this information to them as a means of spending some time with them and giving them great talking points in their businesses that they can use with their clients. And these are things that are very unorthodox to see a mortgage company doing, but these are the types of events where we're trying to bring value to those business partners that we're working with and give them some more tools to help them in their business and really deepen the relationship that we have with them.
Yeah, I think as you talk about that, what comes to mind is traditionally, marketing has been focused on, I'm going to target exactly who I want to make my phone ring. Right? I'm going to target the buyer, the person who's going to give me revenue, and I want to see a straight line immediately between my marketing dollar and the phone ringing. And what you're talking about is a little different than that. What you're talking about is saying, I'm going to reach out to a community.
That's right. That's right. We like taking a much longer view. We'd rather go out to the community, make them aware of what we're doing, make a lot of inroads with centers of influence who are then going to make recommendations for us to come, you know, for people to come to us. We haven't done in the past a lot of consumer direct marketing. We go directly to people that don't know us. Our marketing is based on individuals that know us, whether we've met them through networking at the chambers, whether they're past clients of ours, whether they're accountants or financial advisors that may have been referred from our clients. We've developed a large database and a large sphere of influence, and these are people that we regularly go back to. And we believe that if we slowly build that over time, organically as we've done, those are the best types of referrals for us to get. They're going to be warm referrals from people who know us personally and are recommending our services. And that's very different than, you know, advertising a low rate on the Internet. That's never been our model.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I mean, I've actually taken on some of those types of ideas myself from a referral perspective, and I can say that it's a huge factor. I sat down with the executive of a well-known office supply company the other day and was talking with him, and I'd gotten the appointment with him because I'd gotten a referral. And I said to him, so, Steve, would you have talked to me if I hadn't gotten this referral? And he said, no, there's no way I would have done that. So I think there's a lot of power in that relationship-based and long-term view. I think that's a really powerful idea for people as well. So, gosh, we could go on, I could tell, for days on this, but we're running out of time, and I just appreciate so much you've been willing to contribute. As I said, I think that taking the time to kind of break down the high information density that's been already in this interview would be really valuable for the folks who are listening, and so I encourage folks to go back and listen to certain parts of it a couple of times because there'll be some really good pieces you can tear into to get some great ideas. For more information about Craig and the products that they've got, check out ApexHomeLoans.com. I think you'll find they've got some really interesting ideas, and maybe you get a chance to get a sense for the type of marketing they do. Craig, thank you very much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Tom.
For our listeners, join us next time for more Tech CEO Essentials. We've got other exciting topics coming up dealing with communications, accounting, legal, and more. It's going to be great. For Bright Hill Group, this is Tom Cooper signing off.